What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Tailgate Sports Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tanner Johnson. With me, as always, is Ricky Scott.
Double Ricky Scott? What's up, everybody?
Double Ricky. Because you're that good, Ricky. Everyone loves you.
I try.
That's good. Anyway, we're going to do a mock draft today, Ricky. But first, we're going to do a little housekeeping. Please show us some support by rating, commenting, subscribing, and sharing this podcast. It definitely helps us out a ton. We put a lot of work into these. Please follow us on TikTok at Tailgate Sports Podcast and Instagram at Tailgate Sports Podcast 24. So, Ricky, we got a mock draft today.
Yes, we do. Your favorite, actually.
Yes, I love these. I've been cooking on a couple of theories here.
Well, here we go.
Okay. So I'm going to take odds.
Of course, because it gives you the tie-ins.
Yeah, I'll give you the Raiders. You know, we're going to mix it up eventually. Okay. So Ricky, you're the Browns.
I'm the Browns?
You're the Browns. Okay. I'm talking to you. Okay, Browns. With the number one pick, the Titans are like, quarterback, no quarterback. Yeah, hell no. We ain't doing no quarterbacks. Screw that. Okay. No. Shador? No. Cam Ward? No. You know what the Titans do want, though?
Myles Garrett?
Yes. So, how's, you know, a little pick swap? Switch one and two. And then I will give you a third next year for Myles Garrett.
I don't think that's going to fly, my friend.
Why not?
I think the Browns are going to want the house. They're going to want multiple first-round picks.
They're getting... This is more than they would get for a simple pick swap. They're not having to give up anything outside of Myles Garrett.
Are we still talking about the generational talent that is Myles Garrett?
Yes. You're trading Myles Garrett and pick swapping, and then you can get like a third or a second next year. It's probably more like a second. If I'm being honest, we'll do a second next year.
I'm saying a first. Okay.
So we pick swap, and I give you a second for a first and Myles Garrett, because you know your Raiders are calling me and saying, "Hey, I want Shador real bad," and I'm saying, "Hey, Browns, you don't got a quarterback. Deshaun Watson, hot trash. You know, can't do much with him." Myles Garrett, he already doesn't want to be there. And he's going to do everything he can to get out of there. Come be a Titan. What do you think about this? Are you hard vetoing this?
Yes.
Okay. It's not likely, but imagine this. My scenario, pick swap, get Myles Garrett, and then you draft Abdul Carter. So here's your defensive line for the Titans. You know, Myles Garrett. Yeah, Tavondre Sweat is your nose tackle, Jeffrey Simmons as your three tech, and Abdul Carter on the other side.
That would be crazy.
It is instantly the best defensive line in the league. Okay, Ricky. Well, let's be real, though.
I mean, I wonder what the chances of that actually happening are.
I think it's not a 0% chance. I think it's very real. Okay. Here's my actual trade, though. New York Jets gave the middle finger to Aaron Rodgers. Okay. They gave the finger to Aaron Rodgers, said, "We don't want you." What are they going to do? Are they going to trot Tyrod Taylor out there? I don't think so. And I don't think they can sit and wait at 7 for one of the two quarterbacks.
I mean, I don't think they're going to go as low as you think they are.
I think both quarterbacks are gone by the Raiders.
I think one will be available at 7.
I don't think so. Because Shador is not making it past the Giants. And Cam Ward isn't making it past the Raiders. And even then, I think Cam Ward's going to go to the Browns. So, the Jets, Titans call up the Jets, say, "Hey, you middle fingered Aaron Rodgers. Okay?
Yeah, you did.
You got no quarterback. Okay? Your team stinks. Okay? What we're going to do? We'll take your 7th for the number one pick, and we will take a number one pick, 7th. We will take a 3rd and Garrett Wilson. Because Garrett Wilson doesn't want to be there either.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
So, this one is more of a coin flip. I think the Myles Garrett one is more likely than this one. But this one is something that I've thought about and that I am going to do. So the New York Jets have moved up to the number one pick. And they are going to take Cam Ward. All right. You got the Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland doo-doo Browns?
What you doing?
You messed up my whole shit with this highly unlikely trade.
How did I mess you up? I traded with two teams that I was controlling.
Yeah, you did. I also had the Browns taking Cam Ward at two.
Yeah, no.
They're definitely not going defense, I can tell you that much.
They need an edge rusher.
I mean, Abdul Carter could do that for them.
Could use a corner, too. All three of their corners are free agents next year. And I think one of them will probably be cut or traded
this offseason. Why not take a generational talent like Travis Hunter, since he is entering the draft as a corner?
He said he wants to play corner. I think teams are going to try and trot him out both ways.
I mean, Deion didn't blackball the Browns from drafting him. So.
Yeah. So, you got your Giants.
Okay.
I have just this, like, gut feeling that the Giants are going to try and get a vet, like a veteran quarterback, to come in. Just because I don't think Shador or Cam Ward saves their jobs. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. So, this pick is highly contingent on free agency for me. But until we see free agency, Shador Sanders is going to be the pick to the Giants.
Go ahead. Go ahead and further drive that organization into the ground.
I think he's the most ready right now to win, but I don't think he's a high ceiling. He's going to get sacked so much. He leads himself into sacks too much. All right, Patriots.
I think the Patriots are going to clean up in free agency with a lot of these skill positions.
$111 million of cap space.
And
damn.
The Patriots draft Will Campbell out of LSU.
Wrong one.
Did he switch to running back?
Click the wrong one. Will Campbell.
Is there something I missed?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of... if you ever read Daniel Jeremiah's mock drafts, he has this blurb that he writes every time at the very front, at the very top, and it says his big boards is his personal evaluations of players, but his mock drafts he does with the rumors and little whispers he hears from all the organizations. And on his latest mock draft, he listed Will Campbell intentionally as an offensive tackle, which I think is super important because it means that the league views Campbell as an offensive tackle, not just as a guard. So I think that is huge. Getting an offensive line. I think they're going to... Mike Vrabel might try and reunite with A.J. Brown. D.K. Metcalf is possibly on the move. Deebo Samuel's on the move. T. Higgins could be on the move. They can snatch up some receivers. So that's what I think they're going to do. All right. Jaguars still interviewing for their GM right now. And it's kind of sad Abdul Carter's still here. But I don't think they would take Abdul Carter. I think they would take Mason Graham. Well, this is kind of a chalk pick. Just Mason Graham to the Jaguars. But he's so good. Quinnen Williams, Jalen Carter, and Mason Graham are the three most productive defensive tackles to come out in the past 10 years. Yes, Mason Graham has some like arm length issues, and that's kind of what he struggles with. All of his deficiencies stem from his arm length. But no one just purely wins and is as good against the run and the pass as Mason Graham. All right, you got your Raiders.
Mi Raiders. Nobody's took Abdul Carter?
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
Sprint this ticket in.
Yeah. This is the one where you're running so fast you trip over your own 2 feet.
Just face plant right onto the stage. Mark Davis has a heart attack on the stage. Boom.
I mean,
Tom Brady runs it out.
Can you imagine pairing him with Max?
You got Christian Wilkins can kind of like play your nose.
Mm-hmm.
You can have Tyree Wilson play your three tech on passing downs. Then you have Max Crosby over the right tackle. Abdul Carter over the left. Max Crosby crushes the pocket and Abdul Carter. That's what you need. Make you super competitive in the division. The only team that could really block you is going to be the Chargers. All right, Titans. So we traded the number one pick. We got Titans. Garrett Wilson. Okay. Garrett Wilson, Calvin Ridley is your wide receivers. Still need offensive line help. Both of your right guards. Your right guard and your backup center are both free agents. Your right tackle is still awful. You could use some edge help because there was no edge production at all on the team. But at 7, I'm not looking at edge right now. You know what I'm going to do?
Something crazy.
Teteroa McMillan.
You always do something crazy.
Okay. So part of... Sorry, I didn't preface this. Part of me thinking this trade is that I think the Titans are going to take a veteran quarterback. I think they might be one of the teams that pay Sam Darnold to come and play. And you get a receiver room of Teteroa McMillan, Garrett Wilson, Calvin Ridley. That is arguably the best trio in the NFL. 1, 2, and 3. Whew. That's fierce. Okay. Fierce. And you just work on the offensive line later.
I love the way you do that.
Fierce. You need to put up some numbers. Even if you trot Will Levis out there, Teteroa McMillan, super huge, big bodied wide receiver, helps out Will Levis with his accuracy issues.
Damn, Will Levis. Mr. Mayo. Yeah.
Parfum de mayonnaise.
Can he fix his issues?
No. I think he's broken. All right. Panthers.
We are at 8 with the Carolina Panthers. Man, they're going to need some love. And
the worst edge room outside of J.C. Horn. They got no corners. Their defense needs so much work.
What better way than to bring in a nice defensive player like Jalen Walker?
Damn, really?
I mean, you can't go wrong with these guys out of Georgia, man.
I don't know. I don't like Jalen Walker.
Who do you like?
I think right here, I would do like Mike Green. I'd do Mike Green or James Pierce instead.
Well, look at all these defensive players that have been coming out of Georgia. They're producing.
I know. But the thing is Jalen Walker is a bad off-ball linebacker. And like when he's lined up just straight up as an edge rusher, he doesn't do anything either. He didn't do anything in Georgia either. Like, his best pass rushing reps were when he was blitzing as a linebacker. So, like, that's my problem with Jalen Walker. I think he's still going to go in the first round just because teams love twitchy athleticism like he has. And he's just super raw. But I would, with a team that has that bad of a defense, I would go with something more proven like James Pierce and like Mike Green that have just produced. That's my big thing, is production generally translates to the NFL on the defensive line.
Do you think they would go a skilled player like Teteroa?
If he's here, yeah. He's just not here.
He's going to be there. I don't think he's going to go as high as everybody says he is.
I don't think so either. His range is so big. All the wide receivers, their range is huge because it's going to be a lot of defensive players in the top 10. A lot of the teams in the top 10 need so much defense. That is just, it's crazy. So for the Saints, I am going to go with Shamar Stewart, edge rusher out of Texas A&M. So he and Michael Williams are essentially the same player. Shamar Stewart's just bigger, have almost no production as pass rushers, but they are freaky athletic. And Shamar Stewart dominated the Senior Bowl to the point that he left after 2 days of practice because teams had already basically affirmed that he's top half of the first round. So he's going to meet all of their size thresholds that the Saints typically like, and he's a direct replacement for Cam Jordan because I think Cam Jordan's either a post-June 1st retirement or a post-June 1st cut.
I'm surprised you didn't pick your guy, Mike Green, you were just talking about.
Yeah, he's just too small for what the Saints. The Saints, Packers, like these teams draft size. They have their size thresholds. That's my only problem with it. Otherwise, Mike Green would be a Panther. If Abdul Carter, I'm shocked that Abdul Carter's still there. That's six. But Mike Green would be a Raider, potentially. He could be a Titan. He could be a Panther. I would look at the Cowboys. Falcons, for sure.
All I know is in multiple mock drafts, I've seen the Titans take Abdul Carter at one.
Yeah, it's now 100% Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, depending on where you look. So, but I think they're actively trying to shop the pick.
Yeah, I also think, they're trying to honeypot somebody.
Yep. I think that's best case scenario is they honeypot the Browns or the Giants. But you got the Bears at 10.
The Bears.
So, the Bears.
I mean, I think they're going to need a big-ass somebody protecting Caleb. And I think that's going to be Kelvin Banks. We've talked about this a million times.
I like it. I like it.
I don't think that's going to change.
I like it.
And I've seen multiple mock drafts with that not changing.
Yeah, I think they're kind of interesting. I think they're definitely going probably offensive line. For me, it's like you said, it's Kelvin Banks, or it could be the next guy that I am going to pick.
Josh Simmons.
So I'm going to take Armand Membo. Okay, he's a career right tackle at Missouri. He was a top two tackle in the nation this past year in the SEC going against good competition. And Kelvin Banks got dumpstered by Mykel Williams. And that kind of lingered with me a little bit. But then he comes back and is playing hurt and is playing great still against Ohio State. And so, you know, Kelvin Banks is still up there. He's probably my number one offensive tackle. But my number one offensive lineman is Will Campbell. Armand Membo can either play.
Will.
Yeah. Membo can either play guard for the 49ers or play right tackle. That's where I'm leaning with him. Cowboys.
Goodness.
I saw a mock draft with the Cowboys trade this pick and next year's first and a third for Myles Garrett.
Damn.
That'd be so good. Their interior still is awful, but Parsons and Garrett on the edge. There's only the Eagles could potentially block them long enough, man.
I'm surprised you didn't go corner with the 49ers.
Their offensive line is the reason they keep losing.
But they love their cornerbacks.
I think they've shown that they can find corners, and there's a lot of deep corners here. There's not like high-end corners, really. I just don't think... Like, Robert Saleh plays a lot of zone, so Jahde Barron could be a guy for him. Will Johnson can be a guy for him. But I just think that offensive line, like, you need to keep Purdy upright. When their offensive line was hurt and, like, struggling, they just struggle to produce.
I don't know. I think the 49ers have seen their best days.
Probably true.
But the running backs in Dallas are completely terrible. So let's just go with a generational talent and Ashton Jeanty. Hopefully they fix up some of those offensive line issues in free agency.
I don't know. The Cowboys are currently $8 million over the cap.
Well, let's restructure some of these contracts.
And I think they need to restructure definitely, but they need to pay Micah Parsons. They need to help their interior defensive line.
They could trade Dak.
They're not going to be able to move him. It's too much money.
The Jets would take him.
The Jets would take him because they wouldn't have to pay his whole contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the biggest issue, is that there's going to be so much dead money on the Cowboys with Dak's contract if they try and get rid of him.
You think they could restructure and trade him?
They could. They would definitely have to if they were going to trade him. All right, let's see. Damn, Dolphins got screwed. Dang, Dolphins got screwed.
Really, though.
I like Chop Robinson. Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips are coming back next year. If I'm the Dolphins, they need to re-sign Javon Holland.
They need to protect Tua because his brain looks like scrambled eggs.
I think this is a Tyler Booker spot. Oh, Mr. Interior needs a lot of work. They paid Austin Jackson. Teron Armstead is still there. Tyler Booker is a really good pass protector. And he can move. Only problem is that he's not a great run blocker. This is his issue. Colts.
The Colts trade their first round pick to the Jets for Sauce Gardner. Just kidding. I made you happy for a second.
It's like, trades. Like a tweaker.
You're like, click it.
Do it.
I mean, would that be a bad trade?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Sauce Gardner, he's only played, he's going into his fourth year. He is the best, arguably the best corner in football.
When motivated, yeah. I think they sucked that out of him. Yeah.
He is too good to trade. Maybe after one more year, if he's continuing to make a stink about it, you can trade him. But.
Well, do you see the Jets trading him to the 49ers to reunite with Saleh?
They would take too much draft capital. He's worth at least a first. And the 49ers, I don't think, will be worth. Don't think would give up a first.
It could happen. He's made it clear. I think he wants out as well.
Yeah. I want to see if Aaron Glenn can connect with him before I consider trading him. I think Garrett Wilson's too burned out from his time there. So
I don't know.
Colts at 14.
They're gonna pull a Raiders move and draft a tight end in Tyler Warren out of Penn State.
Yeah.
And he's gonna do damage for them.
I think this is his floor. He's gonna go anywhere between probably 5.
Shame on you.
Between 5 and 14. I think a lot of the mock drafts are having him to the Jets. But obviously the Jets traded up to get their quarterback. So Falcons, I'm sprinting this in if I'm the Falcons.
Mike Green?
James Pierce Jr.
Ah, you dig it.
James Pierce Jr. sprinting that in. Your defensive line is horrible. And old. not to mention it's just old. And so he comes in and he's incredibly productive. He got better against the run. He's just good. He's going to be a good edge rusher as a bare minimum. Mike Green, my only concern is he might be a pass rush specialist just because of his size. His arm length is 0th percentile. Cardinals, 16.
Can we look at the DTs, please?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
what you thinking?
Right at the top.
Kenneth Grant.
He's going to be, that Wolverine is going to be a Cardinal. He's going to go from a vicious Wolverine to, I don't know how vicious a Cardinal is. So I can't answer that for you.
So I think DT is definitely where they're going to go. I think they would probably take Walter Nolan instead just because he's a better pass rusher. But Kenneth Grant will be their hard nose and you will not be able to run the ball into Kenneth Grant. So I like that. Can't argue with it because it's definitely something that I've considered for the Cardinals. And now the Bengals.
You definitely can't argue with it because it's my pick.
Yes, sir. So the Bengals, they're in the worst situation.
Oh, come on.
Outside of the Browns, they're in the worst situation.
Come on.
Because T. Higgins, they're probably going to franchise T. Higgins, and I don't think he's going to stay. Trey Hendrickson is going to actively try and get traded, and he could hold out. I mean, he was the sack leader this year. He got 20 sacks this year. Was a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. Had Patrick Surtain not had just an unreal year, he would have won it.
I don't think he should have won.
I think it should have been Trey Hendrickson. Yeah. Surtain kind of ebbed and flowed, but it's harder to win it as a corner.
I mean, didn't Pickens put him on skates? Didn't a lot of people put him on skates, make him look silly?
There's a couple games where he ebbed and flowed.
It wasn't a couple.
But I think as a totality, I think that's kind of what they were looking at, especially because the storyline for it is that the Broncos were supposed to be really bad and they made the playoffs off of their top five defense. And he's the leader of that defense.
That was as a whole. Come on.
So, Bengals. I think this is a Walter Nolan spot, okay? Because you got, they're probably going to cut Sheldon Rankins, probably going to cut, Sam Hubbard. You have Trey Hendrickson still under contract. I would definitely get that figured out. You need Trey Hendrickson. You get Walter Nolan in the middle. And their new defensive coordinator from Notre Dame, I'm spacing his name, he built his entire defense through his corners and his interior defensive line. So I think he's going to see the value of having Walter Nolan on his interior. Seahawks at 18.
So before we get any further, the Surtain thing drove me nuts because, I mean, I didn't really see him do much. I know you said he was the leader of that defense, playoff defense, but, I mean, the year before, didn't Deron Bland break the record for most pick sixes in a season?
He also gave up, like, double-digit touchdowns.
I mean, you could say the same for Surtain, just saying.
Surtain didn't give up double-digit touchdowns, though. So. I think he gave up one all year.
I don't know. I don't like Surtain. I don't know. I think the Seahawks are going to take your guy, Mike Green. I think he dropped too far already.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think the Seahawks are going to see his potential, and they're going to pull some Seahawks magic and make him a superstar.
Yeah, I think he'd instantly be the best edge rusher on that team. Buccaneers. So, damn, Will Johnson's still here?
How? I mean, I would take a corner if I was him. Just say.
Yeah. They need edge rush, though. Like, they're in a conundrum because, like, their corners can't cover long enough for the edge rush to get the pass rush to get home. But their pass rush isn't good enough to help protect their corners either. So, like, both are, like, causing each other to look worse. And so it's kind of a best player available for me. And I think that is Will Johnson.
Good job.
There might be some concerns about his, like, overall top speed, but I mean, he's too good. His instincts are too good. He's too physical. I think he fits Buccaneers really well. Denver Broncos. Speaking of the Broncos. The
Broncos take Malachi Starks out of Georgia. Fill a hole. Best player available. Fast.
I agree. I think they're probably going to go offense. Just because Sean Payton said he wants jokers, meaning like chess pieces that he can move around. So I think they're Emeka Egbuka, Luther Burden, Colston Loveland. They're going to go one of those guys.
I mean, why not build off of what got you to the playoffs and then try to build your offense off of free agency?
Uh-huh. All right. Damn it. Steelers. They're hard, too. Because I don't think they're taking Luther Burden. Even though I would love that. He compliments George Pickens really well. Matthew Golden compliments George Pickens.
Reception record breaker at Ohio State, just saying.
I don't know, you love Emeka Egbuka.
Dude can catch the ball.
They need corner help, but I don't think they would like Jahdae Barron. I think they would lean more, where is he? Trey Amos, Siobhan Revelle kind of guys. Physical press corners. Because that's what Joey Porter is, and they like to play a lot of press. Man.
I know you had a lot of issues with Benjamin Morrison.
It's his hip, man. That's too scary.
I mean, where's he at in his recovery? Have you looked at that?
He's rehabbing right now.
How's he looking? Range of motion, wise?
I'm not privy to that. If I knew, I would tell you. It's something that I desperately want to find out at the combine. I want to see what his medicals are at the combine.
Watch it be fantastic.
So, Steelers, I'm going to go Luther Burden.
Bastard.
I'm going to go Luther Burden just because that yak, he can work underneath and get you first conversions and first downs. George Pickens can work down the field as your contested catch guy. Luther Burden will help ease stuff up for whoever's playing quarterback. Chargers.
I hate you.
I know you're eyeballing Burden for the Chargers.
No, definitely not.
What?
The Chargers are going to take a running back. Man, he's at the top of the list. That's weird. Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina.
Okay, okay.
I think
that's definitely something.
He averaged about 4.35 yards 2024, which, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, I think he could do something with them.
Well, I definitely think he would instantly be the best running back on the team and definitely improve their run game because they just did not have a functional run game at the end of the year.
His coach's philosophy is slow down the damn game, eat up the clock.
Yeah, I just think Ladd McConkey cannot be your only pass catcher, especially with Matthew Golden, Colson Loveland, Emeka Egbuka. Even though Egbuka and McConkey are essentially the same player, just Egbuka's bigger.
I mean, Adams stated that the Chargers are a team he'd be willing to play for. Go get him. You want him? Go get him.
That'd be fun. Packers. The Packers are going to... they're going to take Gray Zabel. That's what they're going to do.
Are you sure?
Because they haven't taken a first-round wide receiver since 2002. And I don't know if Zabel fits their thresholds for what they want, but he would instantly be their starting center. And their center, Josh Myers, is a free agent and is not great. So I think that's a pretty good fit for the Packers. I think this is the highest that Gray Zabel can go. It's right here.
I like it.
Vikings.
Can we go running back, please?
Damn. Three running backs? All three of the running backs have been your picks.
I don't know if I'm going to pick a running back. I'm just looking.
Cam Scatabo.
They're not taking Scatty. They need somebody that's going to compliment Aaron to Jones, you know?
Scatabo does compliment Jones.
I mean, you're getting the exact same player, except for not
as much. Jones is a free agent. Jones is a free agent.
They're going to re-sign him.
I don't know about that. He's over 30.
But he can still run the ball.
You can draft a guy that'll run out of the ball.
Let's go. Can I see the corners, please?
Jay Barron, Trey Amos, Siobhan Revelle, Benjamin Morrison, Darian Porter, Azariah Thomas.
You know what? Let's take a skilled cornerback out of Texas. Jay Barron. I mean, you can't go wrong there. They're losing...
all of their corners.
Yeah, everybody.
Every single corner's gone.
So I feel like, I mean, how deep do you think cornerback is in free agency?
Super deep.
I mean, I'm talking about some youth in cornerback in free agency.
Paulson Adebo, someone that I would look at. Even like not just youth, just good, like Rasul Douglas, I would look at. Christian Fulton, I would look at. Asante Samuel Jr., I would look at.
I mean, that just fills one spot in their empty cornerback room.
Sign all three. Fill holes. You fill holes in free agency and draft best available.
I will trade you the 26th pick for the 25th pick.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because I want to pick the Texans pick.
Let me hear what you want.
You know who I want. I want my guy.
Egbuka.
Yeah, I think he would slip in there like a glove.
Yeah. I mean, their wide receiver room's just Nico Collins.
I mean, do you want to bring back people off a torn ACL? I mean, what do you do with
even then, Hank, I would take Matthew Golden.
Completely destroyed his knee. Like, is he ever going to be the same?
I think he's too fragile, too. I think Egbuka, Matthew Golden.
I would take Egbuka. Boy got size. Dude can catch the ball. Dude can break tackles. He's a champion. Just saying. He's a main piece of... He's a main, one of the main reasons why they won the championship game.
Yeah. I heard a rumor. Because DK Metcalf is rumored to be possibly on the way out of the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a wide receiver room of Nico Collins and DK Metcalf?
Oh my God. He's such
two just physical monsters. Yeah. That would be the scariest wide receiver room.
I mean, if he goes anywhere, he's going to the Raiders. Pete Carroll.
Might. Yeah, I like that. But I'll humor you, Egbuka, to the Texans.
Thank you, sir.
That means I am taking the Rams
pick
from you. Did you see the rumors of Stafford possibly on the trade block? Possibly added to the Giants?
I would trade him. Okay, it's time to cut ties.
So,
I love it. Make a splash, my friend. You got back-to-back picks?
I think Jackson Dart, even if you don't trade, what's-his-face, Stafford, the highest Jackson Dart can go is right here, 26.
And if not, in early second round.
A Ram or the Steelers, I think, right there. Those two spots, I think that's where they're looking. Maybe the Seahawks, but that's a little too high for me. If the Seahawks traded back, then yes. But Jackson Dart is going to be super polarizing, and I think he just has the mental makeup in order to do it. He does a lot of things well and just needs to get coached up a little bit.
I mean,
perfect situation for Jackson Dart.
His draft stock definitely rose from the Senior Bowl.
You know, surprising. I mean, he struggled at like very specific things that everyone was trying to get him to do.
But I think you hit it on the head with the, you know, he needs to be coached up a little bit. I think that stuff that they were like, okay, cool, you know, we can probably clean that up. You got to think about it. Well, he's coming to the league. He's working with the best people.
Yeah. So especially if Stafford is still there, I think Jackson Dart's perfect. A perfect fit.
Well, can you imagine? Sit
for a year.
Yeah.
Behind Stafford. And then he takes over. Stafford retires. Like, just like a Michael Penix situation. Like that's, or even a Patrick Mahomes situation. That's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, just be a complete sponge and soak up any knowledge you can get from.
And just practice and just reps.
I mean, arguably one of the best quarterbacks to sit and waste on a shitty team.
Yeah. So, I already made the Ravens pick. They're going to take Josh Simmons. They are currently sitting at about $2 million in cap space. I don't think they're going to re-sign Ronnie Stanley. I think he kind of burned the front office a little bit, just being hurt for four straight years, and then on his contract year, playing every single snap and playing really well.
Nice.
So I think they take Josh Simmons and make it work. Got the Lions at 28.
Go to edges, please.
Edge. Oh.
You left me Michael Williams? How dare you?
Is that who you want?
Nope. Definitely still going Nick Scowerton to the Lions. I've said it. I think I've made this pick before, and I feel like this is what they're actually going to pick.
Yeah. I think Nick Scowerton, Jack Sawyer. If Michael's here, I think they would take him. I just think Michael, in our mock draft, Michael hasn't been taken. But I think he gets taken a lot higher because the Lions are getting Aiden Hutchinson back. They have Za'Darius Smith under contract next year. Then you can draft Michael Williams. It's kind of like that developmental. Just learn from Aiden Hutchinson. Learn from Za'Darius Smith. And then he hits the ground running when Za'Darius is a free agent. Commanders, I seriously think that they are going to be the team that trades for Myles Garrett.
I hope not, because I hate the
Commanders. I think they 100% are the team that if he gets traded, I think he's most likely a Washington. And if he is, they wouldn't be making this pick. The Browns would be. Yeah, we're going to do that. Cleveland Browns will give pick 33. Swap for 29. A first.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a sweet deal. I wouldn't say a fourth, maybe a third. Bam. So who are the Browns picking?
So the top of the draft, Browns took Travis Hunter.
Oh, shit.
And now, because they took Travis Hunter playing corner, some wide receiver, I think that kind of works out for their wide receiver room. Obviously, quarterback's still an issue for them, but I think they take Josh Connerly.
I like it.
Jedrick Wills is a free agent. DeJuan Jones is just too big to play tackle. He loses to speed rushers all the time. I think they need a new left tackle. So instantly with those two picks, you have a building block cornerstone in Travis Hunter and in Josh Connerly to build up your situation for a quarterback possibly next year. Bills, 30.
Easy. Matthew Golden. You've been talking about him all night.
I like it. Feel like he's a one-to-one Stephon Diggs replacement.
I mean, they made the mistake of giving away... why am I drawing a blank on his name? he's on the Chiefs. The wide receiver.
Xavier Worthy?
Yeah. They messed that all up last year.
Yeah. I just don't think their offense was the problem. I think it was their defense.
They only ran through certain players, man.
Greg Rousseau's good. Von Miller was good in spots. But, their interior was awful.
You're right. Their defense was horrendous.
Their corners are the worst. Their secondary was horrible. Horrible. And they lost games because of their secondary.
I just don't see them cleaning it up in the draft. I mean, maybe later rounds of the draft, cut some players. But they need – the wide receivers they have are not going to cut it. Good luck with the Chiefs.
This did not work out for the Chiefs. I was kind of hoping that Josh Connerly would be here.
Yeah. That's who I thought they were going to get. Those tackles need help.
Well, the tackles need so much help.
I mean, a tight end wouldn't be bad either.
I think they're going to go Colston Loveland. It felt like this, Derek Harmon is kind of in consideration, but you just re-signed Chris Jones, and Derek Harmon is essentially Chris Jones. That's like his role that he would play, so I don't think they would take Derek Harmon. I don't think they would take Mykal Williams just because they love Karloftis. And he's kind of like the same build, just more athletic than Karloftis. So Eagles at 32, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Easy, Mykal Williams.
Yeah, I figured.
Don't you like saying that? Eagles, the Super Bowl champion? Super Bowl champion Eagles?
And they get arguably a... athletics-wise, a top 10 player. This would totally be a Howie Roseman thing to happen. You see the clip of Howie Roseman getting clipped in the head by a beer can and just sheets of blood coming down? I bleed for this city!
And he continued drinking and partying with...
Yeah. He's like, his story is so cool. He came up through the Eagles organization. But while he was in high school, he would just write letters to all 32 NFL teams, asking for jobs, talking about prospects, players, talking about free agency, stuff like that to every single team. Then he did it in college. And as soon as he graduated from college, he kept doing it just every year for 10 years. And finally, the Eagles gave him a job as an assistant. And he just rose up. Inside of the Eagles just has been essentially playing Madden GM the entire time, his whole life. Now he is the best GM in football. All right. Quick recap before we get out of here. The Jets have traded up to the number one pick with the Tennessee Titans, giving up Garrett Wilson and a future second round pick, I believe. They take Cam Ward at number one. Travis Hunter goes to the Cleveland Browns. Shedeur Sanders at the Giants. Will Campbell, offensive tackle to the New England Patriots. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle to the Jaguars. Abdul Carter goes to the Raiders. Edge rusher from Penn State. Tedarik McMillan goes to the Tennessee Titans. Jalen Walker goes to the Panthers. Shamar Stewart goes to the Saints. Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle, goes to the Chicago Bears. Armand Membo, offensive tackle slash guard, goes to San Francisco 49ers. Ashton Jeanti, the most stock pick we have in this, to the Dallas Cowboys. Tyler Booker to the Miami Dolphins, offensive guard. Tyler Warren, tight end, to the Colts. James Pierce, edge rusher, to the Falcons. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, to the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm up.
All right.
We got Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss going to your Cincinnati Bengals. Not yours. Talking to the world. No. Mike Green, edge rusher out of Marshall, going to the Seahawks. Will Johnson, cornerback out of Michigan. Go Blue, going to the Bucks. Malachi Starks, safety out of Georgia, going to the Broncos.
The Donkeys. Were you going to say the donkeys?
Yeah, it almost slipped out.
Donkey.
That was the hater.
I'm a donkey, Shrek.
You got Luther Bird in the Payton's third.
It's just like, Bonex is gingy. Gumdrop buttons.
I mean, we could make a whole movie out of the Broncos team.
Oh my god.
We got Luther Burden, which should have been Mike Ibuka. But Luther Burden the third out of Missouri going to the Steelers. Omarion Hampton, halfback, going to them Chargers. Gray Zabel, tackle, North Dakota State, going to the Pack. Jade Barron, cornerback out of Texas, going to the Vikings. And Mika Egbuke, wide receiver out of the Ohio State, going to the Texans. This one was the wild one. Jackson Dart, quarterback out of Mississippi. Ole Miss, to be exact, going to the Rams. Josh Simmons, tackle out of Ohio State, going to the Ravens. Nick Scowerton, edge rusher out of Texas A&M, going to the Lions. Josh Connerly Jr., tackle out of Oregon, going to the Browns. Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas, going to the Bills. Colston Loveland, tight end out of Michigan, going to the Chiefs. And Michael Williams, edge rusher out of Georgia, going to the Super Bowl champion Eagles.
It's a good mock draft, Ricky. We got some trades going. I think the combine is in a couple weeks. We're going to learn a lot from the combine heading forward. And I'm excited. It's draft season, man. I already took draft day off. It's like a national holiday, man.
I mean, it's all, you know, these mock drafts, they're going to all kind of start blending in together. But that, did you kill us? Oh, okay. But that Jackson Dart pick, I love that one.
Yeah, I think he's going to sneak in.
Bringing him out of the shadows of the second to the glory of the first round.
I think that fifth-year contract is worth trading into the first round to get him.
So instead of getting a measly hat, he gets an embroidered jersey with his name on it. Let's go.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our mock draft today. Please show us some support. Continued. We saw a lot of support for the interview with head coach of Queen Creek High School, Travis Sherman. We're really happy to see that support, and we hope it continues on with the rest of our content. Thank you guys so much. Please like, share, and subscribe to all of our podcasts on every platform, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and just everywhere you can find it, even on Pandora, man. Thank you guys again, and we'll see you guys next time.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Crack voice.